Fi, fo, fum. I smell a bucket of cum, rumbled Mr. Giant, sniffing. Fee, fi, fo, four. I think it's my wife in the room next door.
And then they fucked. That's called Fairy Tale Lemon. I know the name of that one. Ladies and gentlemen, if you go back in our episodes, you will hear that the full story that is the Giants. It is filth and it is
great. Oh my God, I'm so mad I didn't know that you did that one.
Well, that'll teach you for not listening to the episodes.
That'll teach you for recording without me.
I think it was one you were with us on.
Probably.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am the Baroness Beef Curtains and Forgetful Fred over here.
That's my name. My name is Princess Jezebel.
Princess Jezebel. 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 Jezebel, aka Forgetful Fred.
Yo, I'm on a lot of podcasts. I listen to a lot of shit. Okay. This is why we should pre-screen everything.
Yo, tell me what you want.
What you really, really want.
Yeah. Thank you. I have a longer tale for us today. What kind of tale do you have?
Shorter. Got a little chub chub. Little chub chub.
Well, shall I read?
Yeah, you go first.
Tragic Love first then.
Tragic Love.
Also, one of our fans is Snapchatting me right now and it's very distracting.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Do I know them?
No, but he's going to have a live little snippet sent to him now.
Rude. Okay, if you want to, oh God. Sorry, I just got a very unsettling text. If you want to.
We're all very social media.
If you want to Snapchat a snippet, get on board with the Baroness. If you want to be really sad and depressed, come and join in the fun on my sister's wedding, because that's what the text I just got was about.
Does your sister listen to this
website?
Podcast?
The ultimate, fuck no. Website, the ultimate bridal shower game. Oh, okay. So I'm in charge of the games, but thanks for the
But you're in charge, but here are the specific
but
games.
But here's exactly what I want you to do.
You must play.
Nah, my sister will never listen to this.
All right, well, easy time to vent. You've got 20 minutes.
The next episode will just be me yelling about my sister. Anyway.
All right.
Until then.
This is called Tragic Love.
Tragic Love.
Tragic Love.
Love.
L-U-R-V-E. Love.
I used to hate kids that spelt it like that.
Tragic Love.
Spell it fucking right. It's less letters.
By Translucent Chick. Did I write this? So bad. So sad. So beautiful. So romantic.
Is that just the note?
Yeah.
Oh, but that's very up yourself, isn't it?
It's very up yourself, actually. Tragic Love.
Tragic Love.
Yup, yup, yup. Off to work I go, laughed Goofy, picking up his hat.
That's a very good impression.
Oh, shucks, Goofy, you forgot your shoes, laughed
every
Mickey.
Every day.
Oh, shucks, silly me. Goofy lolled, then put his shoes on and went inside his car. He started driving down the road on the highway and his drive to work was very far. He slowly began to fall asleep. Bam! He hit something.
And the dirt is gone.
He hit something in the road.
Was it a person?
Maybe. He stopped the car and got out.
Maybe.
Oh no, what did I hit? Cried Goofy, panicking. He looked behind his car to see an injured person. Goofy bit his fingernails and noticed how pale the person was. Goofy attempted to pick up the person, but he was too heavy. He attached a rope.
Is it going to be Walt Disney himself?
That'd be hectic.
That's so gross.
I'm getting that feeling again.
So
like,
meta.
Man, I hope I haven't read this out loud on the podcast before. But
we really need to start recording what we do.
Exactly.
And by recording, I mean like writing it down.
Writing it not down. Like not just hoping recording. I delete it from my read list. Enjoy, because I can't find where I was.
I thought that was in it and I was like, what is happening?
But he was too heavy. He attached a rope to the person's neck and then began to the person's neck
squeezing
and then to the back of his car. I sure hope this works.
That's way too good. I need you to step away.
Laughed Goofy while hopping back in his car and slamming on the gas pedal. The car raced forward, dragging the poor person behind it like a dead animal. The person's face scraped into the ground.
What the hell?
Bled furiously.
The fuck are you reading?
Goofy then stopped at a hill. He looked behind his car and noticed that the person's body was completely road burned. Yeah, 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 better bury the body, giggled Goofy, taking out a shovel from his ass and started digging.
Yoink!
Where did I put my shovel? Let me find. Oh, there it is. Oh, man. As he was digging, the person woke up, bleeding, of course. What? What in the... The person noticed his bloody state and a strange dog humanoid thing digging a hole. He angrily got up and glared at the dog humanoid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess you're alive, laughed Goofy. The man, grabbed Goofy with his pale bloody arm and raised his body high off the ground.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Cried the man.
Gee, mister, you've got a silly face. Goofy chuckled. The man
Jesus.
Angrily hissed and tossed Goofy's body aside. I am Lord Voldemort, you muggle scum.
Oh, what the hell?
The man started taking out his wand. Goofy was scared and tried to crawl away, but Voldemort cast a spell on Goofy. Goofy dodged. Voldemort pounced on Goofy's back and started beating the shit out of him. Goofy cried and fell down. He got a huge erection that cracked the ground beneath him in a Disney way.
Thank you for clarifying.
Well, what other way is there, really?
Oh, I mean, it could just literally crack beneath him.
Goofy blushed. Oh, man, this is so hard to read because it's all one giant paragraph. What the devil? Asked Voldemort. Sorry, getting beaten is one of my fetishes, admitted Goofy, turning around. Voldemort's face crinkled and folded into itself.
Oh, yep, a classic.
Give it to me, stated Goofy, unraveling his 15 dog nipples.
Wait, is Goofy a dog or a cow? I always get confused.
Goofy's a dog.
Oh.
Ew, I'm not a furry, Voldemort scoffed brittlely.
Ew.
And I'm not human in knee. Yeah, yeah. Laughed Goofy, taking out his bondage tape. This is so wrong, Voldemort bit his lip. But it feels so right, said Goofy, starting to rub Voldemort's shoulders.
So clearly you pre-read this one, hey?
I think I always read enough to know if it's going to work.
Where did you find this?
This is fanfic.
Oh, God.
Okay, hang on. Doop, 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 doop. There we are. Fuck it. Voldemort gave in and they began to viciously butt sex. Okay, I need to read you how butt
they
sex
began
is spelled.
To viciously
butt sex.
Butt sex. Okay.
B-U-T-T-S-E-C-K-S. All one word. Butt sex. They began to viciously butt sex each other. Goofy poured gasoline in Voldemort's nose. Voldemort moaned into submission while panting Goofy's... Wait, no. While painting Goofy's penis with nail polish. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Goofy orgasmed.
Same.
And splashed gallons of custard all over Voldemort's sassy velvet virgin skin. Wait, no. Vagina skin. Sorry.
Vagina skin.
I apologize.
Vagina skin?
No, vagina.
Oh.
Call me Tom, moaned Voldemort, inserting a Pokemon Diamond TM cartridge into Goofy's asshole. Oh, yeah. Trade that Bulbasaur, you slut.
Oh, my God.
Voldemort spanked Goofy with his wand and it broke. Voldemort looks sad. Oh, shucks, Mr. Tom Voldemort, Dark Lord, sir. You can have my wand. Roofy. Feels a bit like that. No, I've lost it again. Goofy ripped off his dog penis. Goofy ripped off his dog penis.
Oh, I was like,
penis.
Is that the end? Like, is that what we're finishing on?
No. Voldemort was so happy. Goofy, you gave me your only penis. No one has ever loved me that much before, let alone. Oh, my God. I don't even know if I want to read that. Let alone a nigger penis. Goofy's like a dog. So how? I don't
know
how this works.
He's got black fur, I guess.
Oh, man.
It still doesn't quite seem
Voldemort,
right, does it?
You racist.
Fucking A.
Voldemort ate it. So to replace his wand,
he ate the dick.
Goofy gave him his dick. And instead of using the dick as a wand, he's now eating it. Goofy laughed and grew multiple penises out of his body parts.
Same.
And assaulted Voldemort's skin pores.
Ew.
Voldemort orgasmed.
Abracadabra. Did you just kill me with your orgasm?
No, it actually says abracadabra, not Avada Kedavra. Oops, sorry. I killed the guys. Abracadabra. And then Goofy fell over. No, cried Voldemort. Tom, I'll always be with you. Goofy
I'm
held.
Definitely ready to be done with this whenever you
Goofy
are.
Goofy held Voldemort's hand and Voldemort slobbered all over Goofy. Voldemort had killed his only lover. Okay, so they literally don't know that it's Avada Kedavra because they said abracadabra.
No!
He then proceeded to put Goofy's body in a hole and bury it. Then he took a shit on it because he had eaten too many tacos earlier. But it was actually his and Goofy's baby. He named it Harry and carved a scar on it. I'll always cherish you, Harry, said Voldemort. Then he inserted Harry into a dumpster and took off on his magical broomstick to go to Victoria's Secret. He applied for a job and became a model. He dedicated his work to Goofy. Tragic love. Tears rolled down Voldemort's gothic eyeliner he exposed for his next model shoot. The end. I broke the princess.
I'm just like sometimes I sit here and I just think about my parents and they're just at home having like a lovely evening eating dinner and they just think like, oh, my daughter is so well behaved and like, well, I'm just so proud of
I'm so
she's
glad she's
out.
Not in jail.
And
or-
then like I sit here and just like feel like a terrible person and I'm like, what am I doing?
But PJ, it's great.
Like, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed in not, myself.
Not in yourself. You're disappointed at your parents' expectations
yeah,
of you.
Yeah. Wow, that was a...
But at the same time, we don't really know that they're sitting at home having a lovely dinner.
No, that's true.
They could be like...
My mum's looking for corgis online.
She that's what she's telling you she's looking for. She's actually looking for tarps to put down for when she gives your dad golden showers.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say why, but no.
Rain, go away.
Okay, I'm going to read something now that is much more wholesome than that rubbish we just heard.
Really?
Yes.
Much more wholesome.
Or slightly more wholesome because you're a mess and you just need to be more respectful of life, okay?
I didn't write it.
Yeah, but you chose it, didn't you? You put it out in the world.
I mean, it was already out in the world. I just further exposed it to the
That's
world.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to say.
Also, I'm eating a Freddo and it's delicious.
Oh, I want a Freddo. Nyx, bring me a Freddo, love.
I thought it was going to be one of the halfy-halfies.
No, they put the milk river in it and it looks like it's going to be a halfy-halfy, so but it never actually is.
Disappointing.
You literally just threw that 30 centimetres from a bin.
Oh, okay, a paper bag. I was going to say you.
That's going to go in the bin. Anyway.
You've got a very warped sense of 30 centimetres.
This is called Dirty Dancing.
My eyes are hungry for this story.
Okay. Remus danced a lot when he was a child. He was sent to ballet lessons where he met lots of other children, little boys in blue leggings and little girls in pink tutus. Gender normalizing. He was a promising student until he was bitten and withdrawn from lessons by his overprotective parents. Was he bitten by a girl in a pink tutu or?
Bitten by his parents.
Uh-huh. Then he was taught jazz dance by his aunt with a mustache, who liked to dance way too close.
Wait, am I his auntie? Nah, I don't have a mustache.
Not anymore.
Ay.
Ay. As a 7-year-old boy, he hated it and stopped dancing. But he still danced alone in his room. He danced in the vain hope that one day he'd meet a girl and take her out dancing, like in all the old pictures. It was so romantic, and even as a young boy, he was a sucker for romance.
A sucker.
Sucker.
Dirty little sucker.
I don't think that's the way he's using the word sucker, but that's fine. Now here he was, out dancing with the person of his dreams, but he felt so out of place. The girl in his dreams had been replaced with a boy, Sirius Black.
What? Another Harry Potter crossover?
A Harry Potter crossover.
What are the chances? Hi, actually. A lot of Harry Potter smart.
There's a lot. He had, well, actually, do you know, fun story. I was searching for Dirty Dancing smut when I found this and it's just Harry Potter.
Is it like majority Harry Potter and a little bit of Dirty Dancing?
No, it's all Harry Potter. It's just titled Dirty Dancing.
Great. Okay.
And I was, because I just watched Dirty Dancing and I was like, what a fantastic movie. I want to read some smut about it.
I bet you there's some watermelon smut in that. Like she's carrying a watermelon. He's like, damn, look at that watermelon.
What a great
doesn't
movie.
Fuck her, fucks the watermelon.
What a do you know that Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey really didn't like each other? Did you know that?
I can see that.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know which one, maybe Jennifer Grey's quite abrasive.
Did you know that Jennifer Grey is Joel Grey's daughter? Mind blown, right? Mind blown.
Are you kidding me?
No, I like died when I found that out.
How did I not know this?
Yeah. He makes a brief appearance in the film too, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I'm going to Google. I'm going to Google.
And also, did you know that bit, you know the bit where he's like rubbing up her body and they do the like, dibba dibba dibba. It's like the poster.
The dibba dibba dibba.
And she like giggles all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was literally happening. She was giggling and Patrick Swayze was like, oh my God, can we finish the scene? And it kept like tickling her.
I think I would, really annoying. I think I'm on Patrick Swayze's side of this like hate relationship.
I don't know. I'm a little bit of both. I can go either way. Anyway, sorry. We're not talking about Dirty Dancing.
We want to. We're just not.
We're just not. I'll try and find one for next week. He had one hand on Remus's chest and the other on Remus's ass. And Remus felt so self-conscious. He felt Sirius's own body close to his own. So close that he could feel Sirius's heartbeat. They had almost become one, dancing together in that room full of other dancing couples. The Valentine's Ball, first time the school had ever held one. From the looks of things, the last time too.
Yeah, can you imagine a room full of horny teenagers having a dance?
I mean, I think they do that in America like all the time. We just didn't do it here. And both of you and I went to all-girls schools.
You're not wrong.
So we weren't allowed to go to school dances because
I can't
touch ladies.
I went to the churchy dance.
I went to the churchy dance.
Oh my God, it wasn't in the same year, but whatever.
No. The place was outrageous. People were dressed wildly, exploring their sexualities openly in front of the teachers.
Oh, Christ.
What?
Just imagine being the teachers in that room. Like everyone is exploring their sexuality in front of the teacher.
If I was exploring my sexuality at a school dance, I would be wearing like a full suit. Like a tuxedo.
Oh, yeah.
With women's lingerie on the outside. That's my aesthetic.
Why is the lingerie on the outside of the suit?
Because it's covering who I really am.
So like Genesean, but lingerie on the outside.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Why not?
That's who I am. Okay, don't.
I'll let you be you.
That's
who
I am. Remus knew this was the fashion, yet he felt embarrassed for the people who he saw over Sirius' shoulder dancing with one person and kissing another. And Sirius... Wait, shoulder, dancing with one person and kissing another. Oh, that's weird. And Sirius's body was still so close. Oh, 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 so close that he couldn't feel himself. That's what it says, by the way. So close that he couldn't tell where he started and Sirius ended. Sirius was his dream date, but he had always been so refined. And Sirius's wild ways and dirty dancing, grinding close, hips bumping together, were so different from his own elegance. But for what it was, for how out of place, for how out of place he felt, for how dirty and wrong this was, Remus felt it wasn't all that bad. He decided he'd dance like this with Sirius more often. The end.
Oh, it's like literally Dirty Dancing. What a cock tease.
Got you.
Because I really wanted much more.
Anyway, that was the one that I found when I accidentally was Googling Dirty Dancing. My bad.
Hungry eyes. And that's 12 seconds.
I freaking love that movie.
I've seen it once. It wasn't
bad. I saw it for the first time, like literally 3 weeks ago, and I love it so much.
I can't believe you'd never seen it before.
Me either. I wasn't allowed to watch dance movies as a child.
Don't want to encourage that dancing thing we've got her enrolled in.
Yeah. So I was a dad. Like I danced from age 3 to current and my parents wouldn't let me watch dance. Like I wasn't allowed to watch Step Up or like Center Stage or.
Center Stage is the best.
Or like Bring It On. Wasn't allowed to watch those filthy cheerleaders.
Bring It On was good too.
My life was hard.
You have had a hard life. I'm sorry. Speaking of hard lives, we should say a special thank you to our sponsors, PeggingToys.com.
Absolutely, we should.
They are our great pals, Taylor/PJ.
Yeah.
/ Forgetful Freddy. Take it away. What do they do? Who are they?
Who? PeakandToys.com. Yeah. You haven't already heard about them. Yeah, oh my God. No. Best toys online. You can go, you can browse through, you can find what's right for you. They have articles that show you how to use them, how to maintain your health, what might feel best for you, what might help your partner feel good. Then they have a no bullshit privacy policy. When you are ordering, you're not going to get a big box on the door that says sex toys inside. It's just going to say, this is a delivery for you. And then you can open it discreetly in your own time. Your sex toys are there. They're great. Honestly, we wouldn't have partnered with something we didn't believe in, and they're so, so good. So for at the moment, you can use our code to get a cheeky 10% off.
Yeah.
You didn't say that already, did you?
I didn't say what percentage because I literally
10, I think it is. A whopping 10. And our code is BATESAFE, BATESAFE.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Check it out. If you feel like trying something new, if your love life's getting a little bit mundane, a little bit beige, spice it up with a little bit of with a little bit of PeakandToys.com.
And look, if you want to tell us how amazing your Pegging Toys are once you get them, you can find us on Facebook and then they're FKD. You can find us on Twitter where our Twitter feed is filth. You can find
us so good though.
On our home of the webs, on the webs, and that's not Canon Productions, where you can also find all our brother and sister podcasts who are much better behaved than we are. Or at least less filthy. You can email us and that's, you can email us. What is our email address? And then they
FKED
podcast at gmail.com.
I think so.
Maybe.
Oh, well, yeah, give them some smart anyway. They'll enjoy it.
Clearly with an email address like that, they'll love the smart. And also you can rate, review and subscribe on any podcatcher of your choice. Give us a cheeky, like a little thumbs up, a little finger in if you can. And we really would appreciate it, even though it's a star rating. Okay, thanks.
Get those stars nice and sharp and pointy for us.
Tweaky.
Give us a multi-star experience. I don't know. I'm trying.
All right. Well, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
We appreciate you listening every week. Have a great day.
And if you don't listen every week, oh, well, you could try.
But also
harder.
Thank you, because you're clearly listening now.
Yay.
All right. Bye.